Hi, guys, and welcome to a Saturday afternoon or early evening. Well, it's about 5 o'clock now. I'm so grateful that the time that we have longer days, right? And it's nice. Well, actually, yeah, we have longer days. So, because it used to get dark at 5:30, now it's still light, and I'm enjoying it. So, listen, let's talk about, I want to give you another angel guide, whatever, ascended master, whatever you believe, whatever's comfortable with you, because all of those beings are like the arms of God, and they help us, right? So, I just kept getting this, you know, for people to share this with them. So, I actually said it. This isn't an angel or a guide or an ascended master that that helps you with salary, pay, success, career, okay, progress, investments, steady accumulation of your resources, wealth, and employees. He's one of those, and his name is Lu Hasing. I hope I'm saying that right. He's actually Chinese, right? But he speaks English, so don't worry. In Spanish, he's just wonderful. So he really does help you with all those things, you know, and helps you get the bonuses and the promotions that you're looking to create, okay, and that you deserve. You know, he goes, don't get caught up in trying to cheat yourself or anyone else in saying, I'll just do this and cut a corner. Never, ever, ever, ever cut corners, right? Especially in your career or your business. And he said, ask for his help. This is something I got today. He goes, ask for my help when you're looking for a new job. Before you open the wherever you go, any social media or whatever, ask for my help. I'm going to help you. And, you know, and he goes, I'll show you the doors to walk through and how to get more. And how to give more, not only get, but give more. And, you know, you guys that allow him to help you, you'll just appreciate him, okay? You know, because he will ask, he'll help you with asking for your boss, your supervisor, whatever, for a raise. He will also help you increase your business. Okay, increase your profits if you have your own business or both. So just know that. And he's a great one to have to help you do this. So how is that to add that being, that angel, that guide, that ascended master to your army of ones we talked about before and who you've always worked with? Okay, he is another one that you can work with, okay? But he will help you with steady accumulation. So how do you ask for his help? But that's a good one. So let me read this to you. He'll also help you in a job interview. All right. Yeah, well, sometimes I just feel like you need all the help you can when you're doing something. So on that note, before any major shift change in your career, just say, hey, Leo Hasing, I hope I'm saying it right. I would like to have a meeting with you, and please help me. I am asking for your help. Thank you. This is the way you can do it. Thank you, Leo Hasing, and for helping me with this interview, for helping me receive this promotion, for helping me with anything to raise, getting through a job, as I said, getting through a job interview or any important meeting. Okay, and thank you for helping me achieve progress with this. That's all that you need to say. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it before you go into your interview or to talk to your boss that morning. You do it before you do it, in the evening before you go to bed, and I promise you it will work, okay? So how's that sound? Another one that you can add to your army of beings that you have working with you in a lot of different areas, okay? So good luck with that, because I know a lot of you guys have six-month interviews coming up, and some of you are looking to change your job, and some of you are looking to increase your business. So bottom line, this is one being, heavenly being, that can help you do that. How cool is that? You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a wonderful now. And I hope this helps you, okay? Because I know that feeling, have you ever felt like you had to go in by yourself? Oh my gosh, that's hard. Also, I did a show today, earlier today, with a 16-year-old girl who's got an amazing voice. Will you go listen to her interview? It's only about 15 minutes. But such an amazing gal, full of love and talent of what she does. And it's not always been easy for her, right? And then some of you are saying, how hard can it be at 16? Well, I think sometimes those years can be one of the hardest years that we have. But listen to her interview. She's amazing. Like my show, like Angel Coaches, like our show. I have a great idea for a show. Hit me up with a text, 954-636-9401. And if you want to be a guest on here because you feel like that you have knowledge to share and something that will really help people, then hit me up there. Give me a text, 954-636-9401. As I stated before, like our show. I'm really looking, I love animals. Don't you guys? If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see, you know, I'll put some stories about animals on there. Anyway, I think that they are amazing souls. I watch Takis Shelter, T-A-K-I-S, he's in Greece. I watch Vet Ranch, the Dodo. There's a lot of them out there. New York Bully Crew, they're all amazing. And these dogs, they help, people like that help dogs find homes. I help as much as I can, and so sometimes it's about volunteering your time to walk the dog. Sometimes you give money. Sometimes you do both. So on that note, there was a situation that popped up it'll be a week on Monday or Tuesday. I don't even remember. But I have a friend of mine, Amy, who does a show on Leaving a Legacy. She's a client as well, one of my coaching clients. She's come full circle, amazing story. But she was telling about having – going to an auction and, you know, selling her horses, some of her horses, the yearlings, and then got a call that somebody was, one of the horses was in a kill pen, and she didn't get it out, or somebody didn't get it out, and it was a healthy, beautiful horse, that it would be shipped to Mexico. That sounds horrible, doesn't it? But these people really weren't really trying to ship it to Mexico or any of them. But what they were doing is they had bought all these horses and they wanted people to come and save them and buy them. Terrible, terrible, terrible to play on people's emotions like that, right? And, she saw one of her horses there, and the horse, somebody had bought it from Colorado, came and bought it. The other two that she sold were in great homes. And I said, what's the deal here? She goes, I will never go to another auction. I said, I hear you. So on that note, I we're trying to get Animal Angels on here to do an interview, and it just takes a village to really support these situations like that. But go watch on YouTube videos. Give me your thoughts. Send me a text what you would like to see about these rescue organizations. I would like to really, really be able to help, help them. And because I told my dad, let me back up. I told my father this the other day, sometimes dogs, for instance, because that's a big, big breed here that we just love all dogs, right? A lot of us do. Some of us don't. Dogs and cats. I think we say we save them, but sometimes they save us, right? And I'm looking at my two little dogs here laying on the pillow. I got two big pillows for them. But they can lay in my office. They're so sweet. And they are a pain in the butt too, right? Because you know how they are. I love them. And I love them. So on that note, I would love to know your insight. If you guys can send me a text, as I said now three or four times, what do you think about interviewing a rescue organization person that heads one up or is a volunteer? I don't really care. But I'd like some insight and draw awareness to this situation because it's horrible. Dog fighting and, hunting for sport. I saw a picture the other day of an elephant, a baby elephant that was slaughtered. I mean, who does that? And people saying hunting for sport. Anyway, so on that note, I'll just be quiet now. Please let me know what you think. Tomorrow I'm going to have a show with a millionaire maker. He's amazing. Just love him. Anyway, so that being said, I will talk to you later. Have a wonderful now, and I'll catch up with you guys. Take care tomorrow. I'm trying to do a show on being a spiritual entrepreneur. You know, I do pretty well. And so what I'm going to say to you is that we all can do really well if we have a business, we're in a career, whatever. It's about being a spiritual entrepreneur, having a spiritual mindset, not religious. That's not what I'm talking about, although religion can be spiritual too. But having that mindset of abundance, creation, law of attraction, how you want to help others. So I'm going to do a show on that pretty soon. I may even do it tonight. We'll see. Anyway, you guys have a great now. And I love Noelle's comment yesterday. You know, have you ever felt desperate? She was talking about her spiritual awakening. Great show. Listen to it. Got some great shows on. I'm super excited about that. But she says that when you're present, God is present. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure I live in the now. Isn't that a great quote? When you're present, God is present. Anyway, you guys have a great now. Okay, remember, when you're present, God is present. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Catch us tomorrow at 3:30 for Stephen's show, The Millionaire Maker. He's amazing. Anyway, I said that, didn't I? Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.